With Montana News, I'm Nick Mott. Wildfire season is slowing down and trending well below average in the number of fires, acres burned, and cost to the state budget. Corin Cates Carney reports.
The forecast of the state's 2018 fire bill is only a sliver of the cost of last year's historic fire season, according to a report from legislative researchers published Wednesday. John Tubbs, the director of the Department of Natural Resources and Conservation, knocked on a wooden podium last week when he briefed state lawmakers on the cost of managing fires this year.
It looks like we might just come in under $8 million.
If that's the case, it would put Montana significantly under the more than $20 million average cost to the state per fire season over the last decade. The costs of firefighting last year, around $70 million, played a role in the derailing of the state's budget, leading to a special legislative session and sweeping cuts across state agencies. As of early September, just over 74,000 acres had burned in Montana. This time last year, that number was 1.2 million. It's a relief to Montana's firefighting savings account, which remained drained from the 2017 season heading into this year. DNRC estimates the fire fund balance was around $5 million at the end of August. Officials add that fire season is still active and the state's final costs of this year's fire season are still unknown. I'm Corin Cates Carney, Montana Public Radio.
Lee Enterprises announced it's closing Montana Magazine after nearly 50 years. Manager Matt Gibson says the dynamics of the publishing business have changed and, quote, the magazine has reached the end of its distinguished run, unquote. I'm Nick Mott, Montana Public Radio.